This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for everything that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and check out our website, the all-new The Captain's America thirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from founderscode.com is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a question from a listener down in Sarasota, Judy, and hello, Judy. She says, hi, Captain, I wonder how much tax revenue the buildings Trump built brought to the coffers of New York, Nevada, and Florida, as well as New Jersey. Millions, just millions. I couldn't even predict it.
Well, I couldn't either. I mean, and that is certainly putting tax revenue into those states, especially when you're in the hotel resort business, because they've got some kind of a, you know, hospitality fee that
right.
they charge.
Right.
But when it comes to when it comes to Trump's taxes or any businessman's taxes or that has a large corporation, okay. First of all, Trump doesn't do his own taxes. He never would.
Nope.
The second thing is that when properties, you know, have whatever kind of revenue, or if they make a profit or they make a loss, or have a loss, the tax code, this all comes down to the tax code. It doesn't come down to cheating, unless you're really reporting some very wrong numbers. But in this particular case, you've got a large accounting firm that's got their name on the return. So they don't want that there. The tax code has something in it called net loss carry forward. And it's a 2 year, or under the, going into the Obama administration, it was 2 years that you could carry forth a loss for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But under the Obama administration, under the economic recovery and the, you know, whatever all that went on in 2009,
yep.
they doubled it, and it went to 4 years. So
yep.
why would a taxpayer take advantage of that? Now, everybody is kind of honed in on the $750. Well, let me say this. $750 was the additional monies that he had paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So before everybody starts jumping up and down, one is that maybe we ought to go read the full article in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at people on social media that didn't read it at all, and they're just saying, let that sink in. He only paid $750. That's just a false statement. And
right.
I would say that the New York Times thinks that we voters out here are that stupid that they're not telling us the whole story, or that you just hear the headlines and you run with it and believe it, which is just, you know, it's cheating. It's cheating us. And so anyway, that's
speaking of cheating, how about Ilhan Omar and her cronies up there in Minnesota?
Well, now, I did post that yesterday. This one's kind of interesting because apparently it was well known, or is well known, that there is some ballot harvesting going on, and there are chunkfuls of blank ballots. As soon as they're necessarily delivered from the post office, somebody shows up and says, hey, you got your ballot, just hand it over, we'll take care of it. And then they may even pay them $5 or $10, like, yeah, go ahead. So because of what Project Veritas did, it is already, in fact, I think in the midst of this, it was already turned over to the FBI office in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got members of Congress that are calling on the Department of Justice to do the same, apparently, of which they are.
Well, yeah, because, again, it's not so. And by the way, the commentator that I heard discussing it last night said it's legal locally, but it's certainly a violation of the federal law in this particular case, what they're doing.
Well, I heard some snippets of that, but I was watching part of the hockey game, so I didn't get all.
Oh yeah, go Bucks, or go Bolts rather, Bolts, go Bolts.
So yep. I can't really speak to. I did not hear the whole thing.
Stanley Cup champions, and we got to say congratulations to them here in Tampa. Yeah. The Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last night. Way to go! What a crazy season this was, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Now my question is. When they come back from where they've been playing hockey, aren't they going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean,
that's the whole reason for them doing what they were doing up there. Because they're going back and forth, they'd have to quarantine.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens now. Oh boy.
Sure.
All right. Well, here comes the music. But no, our Tampa Bay Lightning here, and I broadcast out of Tampa, Florida, won the Stanley Cup last night. Congratulations, Lightning Stars! You put up a great fight. You look good, but you know somebody's got to win. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brooks.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you about Balance of Nature. I've been taking something called Fruits and Veggies, their product, Fruits and Veggies, and they are definitely working for me. My doctor's happy, and I'm even happier because I got rid of my blood pressure medication, number one. And number two, I got a little bit more pep in my step, and some people have been saying to me, man, you sound like you're just having a good old time in there. Well, that's part of it. And if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables you need either, then I got a great little deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and the website is balanceofnature.com. All you got to do is go there, take a look at all the wellness products they've got. It's not just the fruits and veggies. They've got a lot more stuff. And while you're there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You can save 35% on your order. Now, give them a call if you want and speak to a health coach at 800-246-8751. Or if you just want to start feeling better, remember, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you will save 35% on your order. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, come in.
Hello.
All right, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line there. Go ahead there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. A friend of mine told me he saw, and I'm not sure where the story was, that they were paying $200 per signed ballot up in one of the northern states or something like that.
I think that's way high, but go ahead. I've heard a lot less than that. Go ahead.
All right, or maybe it was just, you know, different places did different amounts. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And if they had guys with bunches of them in the car, and do those ballots, do they come in as a generic ballot? In other words, or are the ballots all to designated people, where each ballot has their own, in other words, are there open ballots that people could just sign and fill out and sign and put their name on.
Okay.
And the second thing, is Trump needs to put his own plans out more than just to tag Biden on this upcoming debate, I think. And I think the debate's going to make a really strong case because so many people are going to be watching it. You know, that's what's going to be a very big factor, I think.
That's correct.
All right, that's it, Kim.
All right, thank you. Yeah, they're talking the largest crowd ever to watch a debate tonight.
That's what they're predicting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Biden's to lose tonight, so I think that's the conversation that his campaign is having with him. And I think the first 30 minutes or so will pretty much mm-hmm. decide what the whole tenor of the debate will be.
Yep.
I will say from the Trump side that he needs to be aggressive, but I wouldn't be offensive. Because you've got a bunch of undecideds out there that are going to tune in, and I would say that is the independents.
Mm-hmm.
And the lowest polling numbers that Trump has are white middle-aged women.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to keep, I'm sure his campaign's told him this, he needs to keep those two things in mind. And, I would say these are the things we've done. This is where we want to go. I would kind of pin Biden into a corner where he can't get out. You know, I was reminded, so I wrote about it yesterday. One of the largest failures of Biden when he was vice president was when Obama assigned him to be the sheriff. Remember the whole sheriff thing? He was going to oversee the stimulus package.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Which was just slammed full of fraud.
Yep.
Least of which was Solyndra.
Yep.
So there are a lot of voters that just don't remember things from 2009 to say 2012.
Harry Reid's
son. They need to be reminded mm-hmm. of all of those things. So I decided to, I posted an article about Sheriff Joe yesterday.
Well, we also saw the chief of staff for Joe Biden being interviewed back in 2019, or not interviewed, he was giving a lecture at a college, and he talked about the immense failure of the Obama administration with Biden in charge of the H1N1 program.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's amazing. But go ahead.
Well, it's really quite fascinating the things that, I mean, some people have a very short memory. They live in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to kind of go back and, you know, look at some of these things. I mean, some of those monies, I think it came to around $70 or $80 billion could never be recovered. And a lot of that money that went out didn't go where it needed to go. It went to all the cronies, government cronies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would be necessarily calling Biden on the carpet for that
one. Now, the ballots. Now, we saw the ballots that were in the cars that Omar's people had there, and they were all ballots that were mailed. And the people took the ballots, right?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, the guy that was caught on camera and this whole thing said the ballots are blank. Now, I don't know whether that means that, they hadn't been, filled out. I don't know whether they were in their sleeves, their security sleeves. I don't know really what that meant. But when... You say you've got a trunk full of these?
Yeah.
That tells you that it's truly harvesting, that they're going to apartment complexes.
One guy said he had 300 of them.
Or you're going to nursing homes.
Correct.
Extended care, and they were just gathering up from there. They necessarily may be paying an administrator at the facility.
Yeah.
Don't deliver any of these. We'll handle it for you.
Yeah.
And
they were paying the people $5 to cast their vote.
I don't know what they were paying. Again, I was.
Well, I heard in Ohio it was $20 in some places where they were doing it. But we'll see.
Well, I mean, what does this tell you? Now you've got another state that's it's going to be, you know, whatever their outcome can is going to be with this election, it has a very huge premise of being contested.
Well, let's mention that the Trump campaign is suing in North Carolina. Republican National Committee is suing to block the North Carolina mail-in voting changes where they added days to it. Ohio ruled, the federal judge ruled that the ballot signatures needed to be verified was upheld by the judge. And then in Michigan and Iowa, the GOP scored victories there on voting laws.
Yes. So if there's going to be, I think there's some others that are still being contested too. So,
correct.
You know, all of this is a measure to, you know, clean up the mess that begins with, ballot harvesting.
Yep.
The other piece is the mess that's created by doing the mass mailing, by mailing a ballot to everybody that's in the database.
Yep. Yep. And I do know that I think Ohio was where I heard yesterday they'd mailed like 8 million ballots, just mailed them to people.
Well, that's the database.
Right. Exactly. And that was the one state where I heard that they had done it that way. Obviously, in Florida, you don't get an absentee ballot unless you request one.
Well, we are one of the states that didn't. Yeah, we didn't go that way to do the mass mailing.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida is actually one of the states where you can track your ballot to see where, you know, if it got registered or and when. But you got some of these states that just decided, you know, California, Nevada, they just decided to, you know, do a ballot and mail it to every single person in the database. And
here,
some people haven't lived there for 15 years. I mean...
Here's my end run, and we'll probably wind up finishing with this. Here's my end run for the Democrats. The House Dems yesterday released a streamlined $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus proposal. Now, this is going to go up against the $1.3 trillion that we heard from the Senate. Obviously, the Democrats are desperate. They want to get some sort of program put through because people have been telling them, you know, hey, do this or else. And same with some of the Republicans, I've been told by the people that are telling me that.
Well,
so go ahead.
Pelosi released this before having a conversation about meeting with Mnuchin. So it was a tactic of hers. But I can tell you that it includes things like bailing out the airlines and so forth.
Oh yeah,
it's not going to go anywhere. So
nope. They got to readjust it again. So we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and sign up for all the great things that she has to offer. Read the articles that she writes, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Northern California's wine country is on fire again as strong winds fan flames in the already scorched region, destroying homes and prompting orders for nearly 70,000 more people to be evacuated. Meanwhile, three additional people died in separate fires further north in the state. The fire forced a number of hospitals to suspend care and transfer all their patients to other areas. Fires that began Sunday in the famed Napa-Sonoma Valley wine country, about 45 miles north of San Francisco, came as the region nears the third anniversary of the deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, killing over 30 people. Just over a month ago, many of those same residents were evacuated from the path of a lightning-sparked storm that became the fourth largest in the state history. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at in a minute. But you can find out more about them by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And here's more about National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to be an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Tampa, Florida. It's the Tampa Bay area. It's in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And all you got to do is check them out online at naa.edu and find out what I already know, and that is it's one of the best opportunities that you can possibly think of to start out making some big dollars to begin with, and your career light will be lit green, solid green, and you'll be there for quite a long time. Now, you also can give them a call, and please take a tour. Take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, either in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one down here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. Now, less than 3 months ago, the stricken sailors of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt trundled off their ship in San Diego following a deployment that saw them waylaid in Guam after a COVID-19 outbreak killed one of their shipmates and infected roughly a quarter of the approximately 5,000 others on board. Now, considering some people would say, oh, my God, that's horrible, think about what I just said. One person died out of 5,000 people that were infected. One person. Do the math on that and see what the percentage is. Now, the other thing is, military suicides are up by as much as 20% in the COVID era. And this is serious stuff, folks. Military suicides have increased this year compared to the same period last year in 2019 by some 20%. And some of the incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. Stress does a lot of things to a lot of people, and you react differently. This also goes on with first responders. But we need to help our veterans, and we need to help our military. And if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. By the way, the new senior commander at Fort Hood, Texas, has ordered a training stand down for all units as the first step in repairing the erosion of trust between soldiers and leaders that likely set the conditions for the disappearance and murder of Specialist Vanessa Gillen, the high-profile case that had attracted national security. And the United States has told the Iraqi government and its diplomatic partners that it's planning a full withdrawal from its sprawling embassy in Baghdad unless Iraq reins in the attacks on personnel linked to the American presence there, a move that Iraqi officials say caught them totally by surprise. Well, no surprise to me. They're supposed to provide security, and if they don't, shame on them. Also, the specially designed missiles that use sharp blades and blunt force rather than explosive warheads are being used to kill al-Qaeda leaders in Syria and Iraq when the target of opportunity presents itself. Hunter-killer drones that have been a go-to weapon for troops battling insurgents in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Africa are now being repurposed for maritime operations. They saw heavy combat in a global war on terrorism, and they're now going to be headed out to sea to observe some of the things that are going on out in the waters and byways. And although a U.S. Marine Corps will still use a traditional, relatively large amphibious-centric U.S. Navy ship for operations, known as the assault ships, the service is now focusing to a smaller, lighter, and more affordable fleet of new ships, according to General David Berger, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. We'll see what he's talking about there. Now, Military Times has published an updated installation guide for 2020, offering a comprehensive look at Defense Department bases around the world and the vital services they provide for service members and veterans, something that you'll be able to get by going to DOD.gov. And the U.S. Defense Department hopes Congress will approve a change in how it funds its next generation ICBM in order to avoid what it views as unnecessary contract bureaucracy. There's also a report about senior leaders at the Pentagon acknowledging that they were talking amongst themselves about what to do in the event our president didn't want to leave office. And as silly as this may seem, that actually was part of the discussion that the military had, senior officers. Now, a recently resurfaced video clip from 2016 shows that then-President Joe Biden was giving a speech to troops overseas when he referred to them as stupid bastards. His words, not mine. And that kind of ties into something I'm going to tell you about right now. I have had sent to me a letter which supports Donald Trump's re-election. I'll read you this paragraph in total. We believe that President Donald Trump is committed to a strong America. As president, he will continue to secure our borders, defeat our adversaries, and restore law and order domestically. We urge our fellow Americans to join with us in supporting the re-election of Donald J. Trump for president. Now, this is signed by 244 flagged officers. They range all the way up from four-star generals, four-star admirals, on down to one-star admirals and one-star generals. In this group, there are 11 Medal of Honor recipients. Some of the names are familiar, some of them probably aren't. For example, General Jerry Boykin, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. A lot of people know that name. He was the first commanding officer for Special Operations years ago. We also have my good friend, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, who's in there, three-star in the Air Force. I believe he flew 4,000 hours. Combat hours is what he had. What a story behind him. And then, of course, my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired, and a lot of other names, too numerous to mention. But this got my attention when I saw some of the names on the list and I saw the Medal of Honor winners. They're talking about, well, there's a couple hundred people that did this and they don't want Donald Trump and they're in the middle. Yeah, right. This list that I got right here, folks, this is the list. This is the list. Alrighty, caller, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. Folks, you got to take a break and I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, it's the Captain here, and I want to invite you to join me on Friday, October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota for the Salem Conservative Summit, featuring great conservative commentary from Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk. As we get ready to keep America great in November. Now, the Trump train rolls on at the Salem Conservative Summit, October 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. This is a VIP event with very limited seating, so reserve your seats today. All you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com, and I look forward to seeing you there because I'll be there up on the stage with the big boys. I'll be the woman with a clipboard. Now, theanswersarasota.com, theanswertampa.com to get your tickets, and I hope to see you there. All right, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski to watch Sock on Wall Street. Hello, hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, but yesterday, little Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, you notice he's not saying much anymore at these coronavirus briefings?
Yeah, you don't see him that often. He still gets his picture in the paper through other means, that's for sure.
And there's a rumor that Dr. Birx may have left.
I'm surprised that she did that. They didn't probably mention that. I haven't heard for her, seen her for a while, though. There's no doubt about
now,
that.
There's a rumor that she may have left, that she was a little bit upset because she didn't care for some of the things that were going on. But anyway, this is what little Dr. Fauci had to say yesterday to all of us down here in Florida. He said the full reopening of bars and restaurants in Florida is very concerning because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Well, excuse me, Dr. Fauci, but if you get 40,000 people and they come down with coronavirus, or at least they test positive for it, doesn't mean they got it, but they test positive for it, the mortality rate is 5% or less. And of that 5% or less, the majority of them have contributing factors. It's not just coronavirus that kills them.
Yeah, there's it's always the comorbidities that get you, and we hear that again, which makes the numbers, quite frankly, a bit suspect when they start talking about
yep.
death tolls. People are not dying, just of COVID. They're dying of other things as well. I was reading a story as a ex-professional baseball player was in the New York papers today that died, but, he had dementia for several years. They said he died of COVID. But no, he could have died of dementia, too. So there's lots of different information out there that they love swinging and pulling in different directions. Again, you have to work to get the country open. The disease is not just going to up and disappear. There's more stories out there saying that the viral loads have come way down.
Right.
We see how much better hospitals have gotten when it comes to handling this and treating this. Even now, they're admitting that, hey, you know what, the disease is actually mutating. Meaning what? Meaning these vaccines that they're coming out with might be more akin to the flu vaccine, which you might have to take every single year. So at some point in time, we're going to have to move on and live with this.
Absolutely, positively, you are right. And shutting down the country, shutting down the state. By the way, our governor was asked again, would you consider shutting down the state if you were told you had to do that? And he said, absolutely not.
Yeah, he shut down the state. It's absolutely absurd. They're getting back into that. Actually, there's some spots that are getting, they say are heating up in around New York. And to crying out loud, De Blasio and his gang are thinking about dealing with this and shutting down areas in New York again. I mean, they haven't even opened up the restaurants down here yet inside. It doesn't happen until September 30th, and this is in the city, and that's going to only be at 25%. So I don't see how this is sustainable for that much longer.
No, and I am totally with you on that one. General Motors is going to repay $28 million to the state of Ohio in tax incentives after closing one of their plants.
What probably was is that they had agreed to, when they put the plan in, they probably agreed to certain things. They probably have to pay taxes on the plant. And if they move it or they get rid of it, they probably owe that money back. And that's probably what that concerns.
Now, I know you're going to love this one, but House Democrats have once again released a streamlined $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus proposal with the $1,200 in it for the folks.
You live in bizarre times when they say a $2.2 trillion bill is streamlined. I mean, it's an insane amount of money. And, it's helicopter money again, $1,200 for everybody, for every kid, an additional $500. $600 unemployment being thrown on top of that too. I don't know where all this money is coming from. I really don't. It's just
we're printing it.
It's I don't know what's going to happen on the other side of this. I don't think people fully comprehend how much money we're spending here. Where is it going to come from? We don't have enough billionaires to tax. We don't have enough middle-class people to tax. We don't have enough upper-middle-class people to tax. Where's this money going to come from? It's gotten really nuts right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the Dow jumped 410 points as tech and financial seem to pay some stock gains. Are we looking at – and by the way, I don't know why they do this, but some people are talking about the economy, and they use the stock market as their example.
That's not a good thing to do.
No.
The stock market is obviously much smaller than it was 20, 30 years ago. There's fewer companies out there. Certain companies that have been leaders throughout this, to the upside, throughout this entire pandemic, quite frankly, are companies that have been able to continue to do business through it. Main Street is hurting. Small businesses are hurting out there. There's no doubt about that. So there's a disconnect to some degree. Listen, I don't expect much moving forward. You know, I think today is going to be a bit of a cautious day. I think after the debate tonight, depending on how that turns out, I definitely think you could see some major movements in the market. Markets don't like uncertainty. I think when there's some certainty that comes into play, you're gonna see when it comes to this election. I think you'll see some maybe a little bit of temperance when it comes to the volatility to some degree. To say that the stock market is Main Street, no, it's not.
Now, the other thing that I'm thinking about here is Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that the president's reported debts of some $400 million were a national security issue, and she wanted to know more about it. Well, my question to her is, how about her multimillionaire investor husband who owes almost as much money in the projects he's got in the bank?
This is in regards to taxes? I'm sorry, Matt.
Yep. There was information released that Donald Trump owes $400 million.
Listen, if he owed $400 million, then the IRS would collect $400 million. That's just the way things are. People fail to understand that, you know, especially if you're a big-time figure, if you don't file your taxes properly, you're going to get caught. Especially when you're someone that's in the news as much as Donald Trump is. People take a look at these tax returns. They don't understand as far as what's deductible and how real estate works and depreciation and a myriad of different things. But to say that someone owes $400 million, now, really, if that was the case, well, the IRS would collect.
Now, are your kids, by the way, doing school by computer online?
3 days a week, yes, and then 2 days a week in school.
All right, well, listen to this one. A California high school teacher yesterday threatened to kick a student out of class for having a Trump flag on display be over his shoulder as he was doing an online class. And the student was told either get rid of the flag, move your camera, or I'm going to throw you out of the class and out of the school. Well, he signed out, and that was the end of it.
That's funny. I'm curious to see what the blowback is going to be in this. Did they make a rule for everybody saying that they can't have anything behind them or what?
No, this was the teacher did this.
Huh. If the school doesn't have a policy, I don't understand what the issue is. Again, it's the teacher's, kind of almost look at it in a sense it's the teacher's classroom, I guess, and you can't, in this situation, maybe the teacher thinks it's going to be disruptive. I don't know. If they're going to do that for a Donald Trump flag, they better be doing it for a Joe Biden flag, too.
And here's a message from Pete Morrissey. We elect Donald Trump because his economic policies work.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You take a look at the numbers leading up prior to COVID. Without a doubt, we were on a pretty darn good track.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay out of trouble up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. By the way, the president is coming to Sanford, Florida on Friday, the Orlando Sanford International Airport. He'll be there at one of the hangars. And the event starts at 7. The gates open at 4 p.m. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.